Chapter 2. The Secret. Long that night Betty lay sleepless. She could not have told whether sorrow or joy predominated in the crowded emotions of her heart. She must leave home. Sorrow. She was going to boarding school. Joy. Her reading comprehended a wide range of subjects for one of her age, but she loved poetry best of all, and this love, combined with an unusually retentive verbal memory, filled her mind with a great variety of poetic quotations. In prose, she found the greatest excitement in boarding school stories, and the Sunday school librarian could not keep up with her eager demand for more boarding school books. Elizabeth Baird of Weston in a boarding school! Surely she dreamed. She could hardly wait for morning, when she could tell the wondrous news to Edith Kenneday. She could see it printed in the Weston Gazette. Elizabeth, maybe they will call me Miss now, Baird, daughter of the Reverend Dr. Baird, has just left for boarding school. The fashionable and widely known school, The Pines, has been selected for our young friend. She would cut it out and show it to the other girls at The Pines. Her excited little head was crowded with fancies, while pictures of The Pines rolled before her like those of her old kaleidoscope, fragments put together out of stories and dreams, making a strange medley of color and form. She thought of her beloved Lily Bent in 4 years at Lakeside. Could she emulate the lovely Lily and be the favorite, not for any personal charm, but because she was good and unselfish, and darned her roommate's stockings, nursed the other girls when they were sick, and was gentle and kind to the timid new ones? This had a great fascination for her, for she was still under the spell of Maggie Tulliver's example, but the memory of the vexatious way darning cotton has of tangling, and the endless precepts of her mother about puckering and drawing up holes, lessened her enthusiasm. Or could she be a fascinating madcap like Peggy in Good Times at Irvington?